Floor.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair, Mr. High Commissioner, ladies and gentlemen. The Czech Republic aligns itself with the statement of the European Union. And I would like to thank the High Commissioner and the UNHCR for all the continuous engagement in multiple humanitarian challenges, as well as for the leadership and guidance in the consultation process and drafting of the Global Compact on Refugees. I reiterate our hope that the compact will contribute to comprehensive and efficient responses to forced displacement based on existing international legal frameworks. We also hope that both the UN system, national states and regions, as well as the civil society and private sector, will concentrate on leaving no one behind. The Czech Republic strives to be an active player within this framework. Just recently, the Czech government has approved a substantial contribution to the UNHCR in support of its assistance in a relatively new displacement in several regions of Ethiopia. We have also extended our long-term cooperation with UNHCR in relation to Afghan refugees in Iran and Pakistan, as well as to our assistance to people returning to Afghanistan. Both in Ethiopia and Afghanistan, we try to combine this humanitarian assistance with our long-term development cooperation. In this respect, we also appreciate the swift and transparent cooperation between UNHCR and IOM. The Czech Republic continues to support Syrian refugees in Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey, as well as to IDPs and returnees in Iraq. We have also extended our aid provided to North Africa and to Sahel G5 countries. In all these crises, a comprehensive cooperation and coordination of all donors and stakeholders is required, including the UN agencies such as UNHCR or UNICEF, and including the EU with its EU Trust Fund for Africa. Our efforts in Sahel is reconfirmed and be further enhanced by the recent decision to open a Czech embassy in Bamako. We are ready to continue our cooperation with UNHCR in these regions, including through our active participation in the implementation of the Global Compact of Refugees. In order to promote closer partnership with UNHCR, we also signed 3 months ago an agreement on the provision of junior professional officers. The overall vision and final goal of our efforts continues to be a resolving of the current protracted displacement problems and establishing of an efficient internationally early warning and early action system for any future displacement risk. Let me conclude by expressing our gratitude to the work of UNHCR dedicated staff who put themselves in harm's way to ensure that the needs of the most vulnerable are met. I thank you.